You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the Stock Picks of the Day podcast. Mid caps and small caps are likely to outperform. Three stocks which could give 8 to 10% return is what we're going to be talking about. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
We spoke to Nandish Shah, who is a technical and derivatives analyst at HDFC Securities, and he gave us a list of three stocks that could give us an 8 to 10% return in the short term. Let's go through that list quickly and then try and understand what the market is looking like and then understand the recent history of these stocks a little bit. Quest Corp Limited has a buy call, target of 1,300 rupees, stop loss at 1,140 rupees for return of as much as 8.5%. LTP is 1,198 rupees as we speak. Taj GVK Hotels and Resorts Limited has a buy call as well with a target of 250 rupees, stop loss at 218 rupees for return of 9%. Jamna Auto Industries has a buy call as well with a target of 103 rupees, stop loss at 88 rupees and return of as much as 10%. Let's find out what Nandish Shah has to say about how the Nifty is behaving. Nifty 50 came off more than 50 points from the intraday high on Monday to end the day with gains of 19 points. The index closed at a one-month high at about 10,786 level. During the last week, Nifty surpassed the crucial resistance of the previous stop placed at 10,736 and confirmed the higher top and higher bottom formation on the daily charts. The Nifty is trading comfortably above its 20, 50, 100 and 200-day moving averages, indicating a bullish trend in the short to medium term. Oscillators like RSI, DMI and MACD have been holding strength on Nifty and Bank Nifty charts, indicating a possibility of more upside from the current levels. Mid-cap and small-cap indices have formed a bullish hammer candlestick pattern on the weekly charts. The advance decline ratio was also positive for the fourth day in a row. It was the first time after February 2018 where advance decline ratio was positive for the four straight days in a row between the dates 7th of February to the 12th of February. It's been about 4 months since that. Nandish Shah and his colleagues at HDFC Securities believe that mid-caps and small-cap stocks, which were underperforming benchmark indices since starting of this year, are now likely to outperform for the coming days. In the derivative segment, we've seen long positions being built in the Nifty futures during the last few days from lower levels. The Nifty open interest put call ratio, after falling sharply to 1.33 levels on last Tuesday, has recovered sharply to 1.54 levels as of yesterday. This rise in the put call ratio, that is PCR, is largely on the back of put writing at 10,600 and 10,700 levels, indicating that 10,600 level is likely to act as a strong support for the next few days. On the higher side, Nifty 50 is likely to find resistance in the vicinity of 10,950 to 11,000 level, where calls have been written. Considering this evidence, the advice, therefore, from HDFC Securities and Nandish Shah specifically would be to accumulate long positions in the Nifty with a stop loss of 10,600 and an upside target of 10,950 to 11,000 levels. Let's return to the top three stocks which could give 8 to 10% return in the short term. We start with Quest Corp. After forming multiple bottoms around 1,150 rupee levels, Quest Corp has given a bullish trendline breakout on the daily chart with higher volumes by closing above the downward sloping trendline, adjoining the highs of the 9th May 2018 and the 1st of June 2018. It has also given a breakout on the daily chart by closing above the previous resistance level of 1,178 rupee levels to close at a one-month high. The short-term moving averages are trading above long-term moving averages, indicating that the stock is in an uptrend for the medium term. The momentum indicators and oscillators like RSI and MACD are showing strength in the stock. Therefore, the recommendation is that you buy Quest Corp for the upside target of 1,300 rupees and a stop loss below 1,150 rupees for return of 8.5%. Next, we go to Taj GVK Hotels and Resorts Limited, which also has a buy call. Taj GVK has given a breakout on the daily chart on Monday with a jump in volumes to close at a one-month high again. The stock price has also given a bullish downward sloping trendline breakout by closing above the downward sloping trendline, adjoining the highs of the 24th of April 2018, 17th of May and 30th of May 2018. The stock price is trading above its 5, 20 and 200-day moving averages, indicating a bullish trend for the short to medium term. An oscillator like the relative strength index is also showing strength in the stock for the short to medium term. Therefore, the recommendation is that Taj GVK stocks be bought for the upside target of 250 rupees, keeping a stop loss below 218 rupees for return of 9%. And finally, we have Jamna Auto Industries, one of the strongest stocks in the auto space and has been outperforming during the recent correction. After some running correction, it has closed above the 20-day SMA on Monday, that is yesterday, with a sharp rise in volumes indicating a resumption of an uptrend. The stock price is also on the verge of giving a bullish breakout from the falling channel on the daily chart. The short-term moving averages are trading above the long-term moving averages, indicating that the stock is in an uptrend for the short to medium term. Therefore, the recommendation is that you buy Jamna Auto stocks for the upside target of 103 rupees, keeping a stop loss placed well below 88 rupees for return of as much as 10%. Well, to just go through those names quickly, Quest Corp has a buy call, target 1300, stop loss 1140, return of 8.5%. Taj GVK Hotels and Resorts Limited, target 250, stop loss 218, return of 9%. And finally, Jamna Auto Industries, a buy call as well, target of 103 rupees, stop loss at 88 rupees and return of 10%. Well, those were some trading ideas for you going into trade. Until the next time we see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the podcast test right here at Money Control, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.